Let me have a go at this. Okay. So my name's Marek, and I'm going to do my best to shed some light on the topic of consumerism. So now there are inevitably many advantages and disadvantages to consider when thinking about the globalized society that we live in. I would say one of the main advantages would have to be the fact that we can travel around the world in a matter of hours, taking a plane, or we have high speed trains in countries like Spain or Japan, and also we can easily access products, goods, and services from other sides of the world. So, for example, if I want to buy an iPhone which is produced in America, or wear a pair of Nikes, I can do that by going to a shop around the corner. I think that's really impressive, and if we asked somebody who lived 300 years ago, they wouldn't have dreamt about having those kinds of possibilities. I'd say the main disadvantage that we have is pollution. We are, as Madonna said, we're living in a material world, and it's getting to the point where there's too much stuff in the world. And if I think about images that I've seen on Google of landfills, it's quite overwhelming how much rubbish we're generating. And I think it's only a matter of time before this rubbish is on our doorstep. And the reason why we have so much rubbish is because, global brands like Nike, Coca-Cola, Apple, they're selling millions or even billions of units. So you think about an iPhone specific, you think about the box for an iPhone, multiply that by, 2 billion, and then take into account the boxes as well. Together with the phenomenal success of these products is a phenomenally large amount of rubbish. And that is something that, should be food for thought in terms of, thinking about the future and how we're going to take care of the approaching tsunami of problems that we're going to have in terms of the environment. Thinking about restaurants, definitely in the last decade, not even the last decade, in the last 100 years, the fast food industries have come on the scene, and they've totally changed the kind of concept of what it is to be a local restaurant. What we've got is, I'm going the wrong way with that. What I meant to say is that foreign restaurants in Spain, at least, we'd consider to be fast food restaurants, and then you've got local restaurants which are Mediterranean restaurants. I think Spanish people's habits are changing to some degree. They're eating a lot more fast food rubbish, as far as I'm concerned, but I think Spanish people still have values in terms of food and Mediterranean food, and they're still eating quite well. But if you compare it to somewhere like America, I think food for them is synonymous with fast food, and they've got a huge obesity problem there. In terms of free trade, I'm not very clued up on the term protectionism. I'm going to guess what it means. And I would say that it's maybe the idea of protecting the things that you produce, protecting your industry, or something like that. So, I'd say that is quite important. But at the same time, we live in a globalized world. And, if you prevent America from selling iPhones and Nike trainers to the rest of the world, then there isn't going to be a lot of business. I can't think of, well, oranges, for example, in Spain. If you only kind of consume your own oranges, you know, you're going to be able to sell a certain amount to Spain, to Spanish citizens, but there will come a point where you can't sell any more. So that's when you have to kind of export your product, and you know, that's, I think doing business with other countries is important, but at the same time, there's a point where you cross the line and you start to take advantage of other countries. There is no doubt in my mind that the whole world is becoming a lot more Americanized. You know, we have this idea of keeping up with the Joneses, which is, you know, a totally American concept, and you know, everybody wants to be, well, nowadays everybody wants to be Kim Kardashian or Kanye West, and you know, that seems to be what everybody in the world aspires to. And it's a bit concerning because China now is the new kid on the block, and lo and behold, they are following in America's footsteps, and they are starting to be big consumers. Obesity is starting to become a problem in China as well. It was never a problem there, but again, McDonald's, all the fast food restaurants are coming in now because of free trade with China. So there are definitely pros and cons to that. But I generally think that, you know, America is this, is held up as this icon of success. And you know, they have a lot of things happening there that we want to stay far away from. They've got problems with gun violence, police brutality. They don't have free healthcare. So, you know, we look at them as this kind of successful, innovative, entrepreneurial country. But, you know, they've got a lot to learn from other cultures as well. It definitely seems in the world at the moment like we are going towards this kind of multinational corporate mentality. A lot of the most powerful companies in the world earn trillions. Amazon and Apple recently, I think, became the first companies in history to touch the $1 trillion valuation mark. You know, and the question really becomes, how much power is too much? You know, because when you have that much power, that much money, and that much power, you are no doubt more powerful than the governments around the world. You know, and yeah, I think the idea of local businesses is disappearing. I mean, we have a few dotted around, but really, the movers and the shakers of the world are the big multinational companies. Movers, the movers and the shakers of the world. Now, I've mentioned Amazon already. You know, apparently they're making more money than, no, not Amazon, AliExpress is making more money than Amazon and eBay combined. So, you know, we're kind of pointing the finger at Amazon, but AliExpress is apparently even greater than they are. So, you know, what kind of implications that could have for world trade is still left to be seen. Now, you know, we've got Brexit happening soon in Britain, and that is maybe going to put a stop to some degree to the freedom that workers have to move between Britain and the rest of Europe. Immigration is becoming a big topic and a hot potato at the moment, and I'm not really sure what's going to happen in the future, but It is a very touchy subject, and it needs to be dealt with in a very careful way because, we have to keep people's rights in mind, and we need to stop necessarily stereotyping people that are from another country, because in every country you have good people and bad people. I'm thinking about Germany at the moment, what's been happening in a city called Chemnitz or something like that. I think some Syrian people stabbed and killed a German, and there's been a huge backlash to what has happened, and now sentiment towards foreigners in Germany is really bad. So we really kind of need to start looking at ourselves as citizens of the world rather than citizens of these separate different countries, because as long as we continue in that vein, in that way, we're always going to continue to have these kinds of problems. And in terms of the brain drain that many countries complain about, it's unfortunately part of the globalized world that we live in. In Britain, I don't know if they would call it a brain drain, but I'm sure there's a huge migration of people to Arab states in Britain because they can work there without paying taxes, accommodation is often paid for. So I know in Spain a lot of people in Spain go to Britain, but that's really what you have to be open to in a globalized world. So going forward in the future, going forward, we'll have to see how that pans out. How that pans out. Sweatshops in developing countries is something that should be completely phased out without any question. But again, it's human nature to take advantage of the weak and the innocent, and it seems like that is what's happening in poorer countries, unfortunately. But I think it's definitely something that government should clamp down on with no mercy. And I think I'll finish there.